You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Hold on, I've got the hotkey for that. Wait a minute, I got here. There we go. The audio path of totality. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you very much. All right. Still playing. All right. So here's the latest regarding that. This thing with iHeart playing favorites here and screwing over Ron Ferguson and now not releasing the apology is... Here's the thing with Trump that I mentioned earlier. In July 2025, Paramount Global, parent company of CBS News, agreed to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit filed by Donald Trump centered on 60 Minutes deceptively editing a pre-election interview with Kamala Harris. Payment, $16 million. Settlement was controversial. One of two major settlements involving the president and media outlets. ABC News also reached a $15 million settlement earlier regarding a separate defamation dispute. iHeart's got some very, very, very big trouble here. Be one thing for them to say, look, Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes screwed up, and we're going to issue an apology and do whatever we have to do to make it right. You know, that's one thing. But for them to not even send Ron Ferguson, you heard it this morning. iHeart couldn't figure out how to send an audio file to someone. iHeart couldn't figure out how to send an audio file. What are they, my grandmother? Says to me that they're still playing favorites here. They haven't posted the apology everywhere for the shameless. And I've got the audio here regarding what was said. I'm telling you, iHeart's in very, very big trouble here. Very, very big trouble. And even more so if Hoagland is an advertiser for any of the iHeart station, which I believe he is, although I can't, I don't have smoking gun evidence to that effect. All right, fine. So let's get started with some of this. Just bear with me here. I've got to make sure that everything is connected, everything works right, and you never quite know. All right, we're going to start playing some of the stuff that we talked about in the last hour. This is the Bloom Dummy Show with his dumbettes, Sam, who used to be Andrea, now transitioning, and Otis, whose real name is Tim, who's actually a narc for West Virginia, who goes into different businesses, and if they're doing anything wrong with liquor, not dotting every I, not crossing every T, he rats them out. That's who we're dealing with here. This is who we're dealing with here. So let me see if I can play this. And then I'm going to stop it periodically and share my thoughts.
That I mentioned before the break about Jefferson County. So first of all, I'm going to give you a little bit of...
All right. That's Sam used to go go by Andrea, but now prefers Sam. And again, I've never made fun of Sam's. Pronouns or anything like that. This is his journey, and you know, wish him well. All right, here we go.
Background. So last week, towards the end of the week, we were contacted by a source, which of course is going to keep anonymous.
All right, everybody knows it's the Hoagland campaign because nobody else gives a rat's ass about Frank Hoagland. I mean, let's be honest about this. Okay, fine.
About a situation that occurred on March 21st of this year in regards to a traffic stop in the Wintersville area, I believe on Sunset Boulevard. I believe. We were provided documentation along with video evidence of the interaction, and it raises concerns and questions, and that is why we are bringing you this information. And you will understand why as we break it down and explain it to you. So during this traffic violation, the young man that was pulled over, his name is Oscar Tojin, I believe is the correct...
His name's Tahin.
Tahin, okay. Pronunciation. He was pulled over for going 42 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. Again, this happened on March 21st in the Wintersville area. Once he was pulled over and asked for identification, he could not provide a driver's license. The one thing he did provide was a passport, and when watching the video evidence, a very beat up, questionable, in my opinion.
It looked like it had gone through the wash a few times.
Yes, questionable looking passport.
All right. Well, they're wrong there as well. He provided a passport and registration for the vehicle, which I believe was his brother's. But why let the facts get in the way of anything? It gets much worse.
But with no identification. The officer then attempts to.
If it's a passport, that is identification. Isn't that how passports work? Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes. It gets worse.
Run to ID the young man with no success in the traditional systems, I would say. Eventually, it was discovered that he is not a U.S. citizen. And has a warrant out for his arrest that has been out for over a year. Now, you're going to ask why we are bringing you this. But before we get to that, Otis, will you please play clip one?
Do you have your license, registration, insurance on you?
I have my passport in the D-shirt.
Do you have a license?
I don't have no license.
No?
He's helping the cops. He thought I was pulled over because of the headlight. And the guy's, oh, yeah, the headlight. when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. I don't know how you say that in Guatemalanese, but in English, that's pretty much how you say it.
Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. This is the passport.
Okay. You have the registration and everything for the vehicle?
Yes.
There's the vehicle registered, too.
Portion of the video showing or telling you that
clip is taken from the video. That was yes. The officer's body cam.
Correct. Yes. One thing we do want to mention though is as we listen to these different clips, number one, you're going to hear a canine.
You're going to hear a dog panting or barking
yes.
in the background.
That's what that noise is. And then also there is a squeal. I don't know how to explain the sound.
Yeah, it's kind of like a radio swell.
One thing about the dog, I don't know what the role of the dog is in this, but the dog does sound as if he has emphysema. I've never heard a dog pant like this in my life. That's going to affect the audio, but that's what they're talking about here.
See, yeah.
Squelch. Yeah. And also we want to make sure that you realize that some of these clips we have edited out, like keys jingling and some, you know, where that is not relevant to, it's just a lot of dead space.
Yes.
We haven't taken out any conversations other than there is a spot where the officer says, I'm not getting back in my car. Mm-hmm. We took that out.
Yeah, because there's a lot of walking back and forth yes. between vehicles, which is basically just
for time purposes, yeah. we took out some of the...
Now, in fairness to them, that's very common. No problem with that whatsoever. We do it. Everybody does it. If it's not relevant audio... then why subject you to it? So I have no problem with that. That was perfectly fine.
And then there's also some parts of the video that are redacted.
Mm-hmm.
And
because of personal information.
It's basically dead air. So mm-hmm. we took that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not edit any of the conversations or anything of that. So anything that's been edited out is basically just noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to clip two, which is when the officer is doing research, a background run on the young man who was pulled over.
There's a dog in the background with emphysema. I actually feel sorry for that dog. I'm just like, things ready to fall over. Jeez. Oh, my word.
This guy, if he's got warrants or anything,
he's going to take off the damn universe.
Well, he's got to want them all.
And I wanted to play that clip because that's an example of not only this situation that our officers are dealing with in Wintersville, but also what...
Okay, this is the part where she says that he's an illegal. But they didn't establish that in the audio. They did not establish that in the audio. They can't check the guy out.
Our law enforcement is dealing with across the nation when it comes to those that are in this country illegally. Now, wanted to show you that the.
But it's important for them to establish whether it's accurate or not. That this guy Oscar is here illegally. Now, he might be that. I certainly don't know. But they didn't know that based on the audio that they played. But the reason they want you to believe that he is an illegal, why they're stressing this so much, is then to go after Ron Ferguson saying, hey, he's hiring illegals. Well, they didn't know that when they played that tape. But they've got to focus on that. Oh, he's an illegal. He's an illegal. Well, okay, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but... The tape that you played didn't say that.
Programs could not find this guy in the traditional systems.
Eventually, the officer did not know how to look for him.
Yes.
In the system. The other.
So then how the hell did they know that he was an illegal? They just got through telling you they don't know, the system. He's not in the system. Well, then how would you know?
If the assisting officer... said go ahead and run him using his name and birthday and see what pops up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they eventually used. Now, one of the things that I want to highlight, and you'll hear this in the next clip, is the young man's reaction to the citation and talking about a court appearance. So go to that clip if you would, Otis.
So,
all right, now. Coming up here, we're going to take a short break, but they're making a big deal out of this guy not wanting to be in court. That this moving violation or traffic citation, whatever the right terminology is for that, he was going too fast and the headlight is out. Now this, I'm going to take a short break, but the officer is going to say to him, you don't have to show up in court, you can just pay the fine. And this guy, Oscar, this illegal... possibly illegal, I don't know if he is or not, but the driver is very happy that he does not have to go to court, that he can just pay the fine. Now, what Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes are going to try to do here is make it sound like that's a big deal, like, oh, well, he didn't want to go to court. I got news for you. I wouldn't want to go to court. If I had a traffic violation and a busted headlight or whatever, I wouldn't want to go to court. Would you want to go to court? Why would you even bother with that if you can just pay it? But he was very happy. He did not have to go to court, as would I be, or as I would be as well. But they make a very, very big deal about this. So we're going to get to that right after this short break. But the one of the most interesting things in the interview that I did with Ron Ferguson a little while ago, I'm starting to realize the enormity of the role that iHeart is playing in this and fixing the election. Because the apology, according to Ron Ferguson, was never sent to him. They tried to send it, but supposedly it was bounced back from email. And so what iHeart wants you to believe is that iHeart, the largest broadcaster and radio in the world, doesn't know how to send an audio.